And, you know, I'll be doing that. And I want to be able to have that opportunity to broadcast in the middle of the winter from my Southern Command, right? My secret Southern Command Center, right? That secret place that nobody knows where it's at, right? Anyway, I got microphones on it. You know what's funny is I got my speakers on over here because so I can hear myself talking. I hope it's not feeding back to you at all. But you let me know if it is. And Brother Andrew brought the equipment in, so I get to blame him for it. But he brought it in and dropped it on us here. And when was it? Sunday. So praise the Lord, we have it though, and it'll be of good use to us in our endeavors and in our efforts. Let me get that out of my way here. All right. Anyway. So, but what I want to do is I want to read you some things today, and we're going to talk about hospitals during COVID-19. We're going to talk about the manufactured distress. We're going to talk about, let's see, what did I say? Hospitals and ventilators today. What else did I say? Let's see here. Hospital, oh, masks, ventilators, and hospitals. Goodness gracious. So, you know, maybe not in that order, but are masks effective? What in the world were they thinking with ventilators? What in the world were they thinking with using those on people for lung infections or upper respiratory infections and everything else? Right? We're going to look at masks. Like, do masks work? Do paper masks, do cloth masks, do they actually work according to their own statistics? Not if I sneeze, am I not going to get snot all over you? Of course. We teach children to cover their mouths when they sneeze. Put a sneeze into your arm. Why? So you don't blow snot everywhere and the sickness that's in the snot won't get everywhere, right? Well, duh. We know that's proper to do. But is that going to protect you from a virus? Will that protect you from a virus or COVID-19 or any of those things? We're not even really going to get into the tests today. But I'm going to show you some video that's pretty good video. Also of a man that is questioning or was questioning, a scientist that was questioning some of the data. We're going to look at that. So we're going to look at a few things today and try to get some understanding of all of this fun stuff. So let me just share this other video. When we get into talking about masks, I'll share that with myself there because I'm on my Mac actually, also. And then we'll see what goes on here. All right. And but now let's talk about hospitals first. Now, again, COVID facts. You know, I forgot. I didn't forget. I just didn't do it actually, but I kind of forgot sometimes. But anyway, I just let it slip that I need to get you guys that information, that PDF file. I sent it to somebody who asked for it, but I haven't put it on here like I said I was going to. I apologize for that. I don't know that anybody would really look at it that much anyway. Most people don't like wading through all that stuff. They really don't like it. They like me to wade through it for them and then show them where they can look at it if they want to. Not to tell them what to think, but to have the information there for them. Okay, so the information is there. So let me just say that, let me see here. 30, you can Google this. 30 facts you need to know, your COVID crib sheet. Google that by Kit Knightley. If you Google that, then you have it, okay? All right, so it's there. You can find it there. 30 facts you need to know, your COVID crib sheet. You asked for it, so we made it. A collection of all the arguments you'll ever need. Kit Knightley. By the way, this is just a gathering together of the facts. This takes the hysteria out of it. It takes the craziness out of it. It takes the psychobabble out of it. It takes Fauci out of it. It takes all of the losers out of it that just want to politicize everything. And it just gives you bare facts of things that you can read yourself. You know, so let's start with hospitals. Were hospitals unusually overburdened when this pandemic began or during this pandemic in 2020? No. The truth is that hospitals are always busy during cold and flu season. Like, there never is a time when hospitals are not busy. During cold and flu season and things like that. They're going to be busy. Right? So, but they tried to make it sound like, oh no, it's terrible. Right? I'll get back to this in a second. But let me get down to number 10 here so I can show you the actual articles that I'm looking at. In March 2020, it was reported that hospitals in Spain and Italy were overflowing with patients. But this happens every flu season. In 2017, Spanish hospitals were at 200% capacity. And 2015 saw patients sleeping in corridors. Let me show you the articles where you can find this information. Thank you. See what's going on here. Hang on. Blocking me out for some reason. Okay, here we go. Thanks a lot. We'll accept a whatever a. All right, here we go. Not that. We don't want to see that. How about that? There we go. Anyway, here's an article that you can translate into English. All right, I can't read it. I'm not Spanish. But it's talking about the hospital, and it's talking about how they were completely jammed. Full. Okay? So, in other words, it's not new. Hospitals have been jammed full before. Were they during COVID? No, a lot of them were empty. In Italy, same thing. Critical care in Italy, utilization for COVID-19 outbreak in Lombardy, earlier experience of forecasting during emergency response. Right? So, were they this swamped, crazy, busy thing? They typically run at 85 to 90% capacity in winter months. In the UK, the NHS is regularly stretched to the breaking point every winter. Here's that article. But if I want to make something hysterical, if I want to make something huge, if I want people to be totally afraid, then I will make a big deal about it and blow it up and make it huge. Right? Why? In order to fit an agenda. More than half of the hospitals have opened extra beds to help them cope with the NHS winter crisis, having an influx of patients with potentially fatal breathing problems. Look at that. That was back in 2019, December. Way before COVID stuff hit. Weird. What was up with that? What a day, huh? All right. Do we have anything? Can you? I suppose I'm on. Let me see here. All right. Looks like I'm back on. I don't even know where that left off at. Okay. Well, let's get back to it here. As part of their COVID policy, the NHS announced that they would do that, right? So they removed four times. They had four times more empty beds. Look at this. This was in April 13th of 2020. The NHS hospitals have four times more empty beds than normal. Tens of thousands. Meanwhile, you understand they've locked the entire country down in England there, and London is completely locked down. They've got everything locked down just like America did, and the beds weren't even being used. I remember reading you guys an article before what they did to Rochester, what they did to Mayo Clinic lost like $1 billion or more. Mayo lost like $1 billion or more. Right? Does this really need to be louder? Because I got it coming in loud. All right. I mean, I turned it up. I don't know how much louder it can go. Well, it can go a lot louder, but I don't know if you want it that loud. I can hear myself on my speakers there. I may just have to... My internet keeps going in and out. Wow. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, are you guys able to hear me okay? Do I have connection restored? Boy, this is the choppiest broadcast ever. Hang on one second here. Let's see. Okay, so I guess I'm coming in. Okay. I got to shut these speakers off here. I'm concerned there's going to be some feedback here because how loud this thing is pumped up here. Hang on a second. Let's see. Yeah.
on the winning side. How did sin no more will I abide? I've enlisted in the fight for the cause of truth and right. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm on the winning.
All right, well, we're going to keep going here. I'm sorry, folks. I just keep having mishap after mishap here. It's kind of getting frustrating. But that's the way life goes. So we'll just keep going and not worry about it. And that's what Satan wants, is for me just to ditch it all and be like, I'm going to get out of here. This is just messing me up. But we will have to just keep going. I'm clipping right now, so there ain't no way I can get any louder for you. It's got to be something else, another setting or something. But anyway... back to the hospitals here, back to what we were talking about there. They removed thousands of beds, and four times the, there was 48% are still using, says that 48% are still using overflow beds introduced for the same period last year. So many of the so-called escalation beds are already occupied by people suffering from the flu, pneumonia, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So they never really used it for what it was intended for. It wasn't even being used for COVID. Right? Why is that? Well, because basically what they did was they set it up. They set it up for COVID, so to speak, and none of that happened. And why is that? Well, quite simply, the reason, because they inflated all those things. They scared people half to death. They got them to be concerned and fearful. Right? Only to find out that there was nothing really that much more dangerous, right? Than what they had used to scare people half to death with. Now, we're not going to get into the tests. I'm going to skip over the tests. But what we are going to talk about is masks. We're going to talk about the tests sometime. We're going to be specific about the tests. But we're going to talk about masks.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this man is a scientist.
Were published before the COVID pandemic. Pass gas as loudly as you can. And when people look at you, lockdown or social distancing, I'm going to separate those maybe. It would be better. I'm going to talk about social distancing and the way that they say they put these little dots on the floor in stores, and they tell you to stay 6 feet apart, and they tell you that's going to keep you safe. Or safer, right? So was that evidence-based? Was there science to show, well, you know what? We know that that reduces infection. Or did they do the same thing with social distancing that they did with masks? And they do a bunch of theoretical studies on masks saying that if you put a mask on, it stops the direct outflow, right, of respiration with virus in it. But it leaks out the sides and they're aerosols and they can go 30 meters. So they're all in the room anyway, which is now proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, right? I remember the analogy I made before. The masks are like a condom that stops sperm from going straight out, but it leaks out the side. And the only evidence they have is that it can stop respiration going up. There's no evidence that masks actually prevent infection or transmission. Zero, which I'll get to in a minute. But the same was true for social distancing. They can model all they want, but they had not a shred of valid data to say that it actually prevents infection or prevents spread or slows it down. So they just made this up, and they spent how much money was spent putting these 6 feet things apart? Everyone had to follow. So my question is, was that an assumption that was evidence-based, or was it an assumption that was erroneous? Well, a study just came out literally this week, a couple weeks ago. Human exposure to respiratory aerosols in a ventilated room, effects of ventilation, condition, emission mode, and social distancing. I'll summarize. What they said was, the better the ventilation, the better. Just like the study on masks will show you that if you ventilate a room, it's better. It does something. Masks, no evidence they do anything. social distancing, no evidence because the aerosols are up floating around everywhere. I always use the example. Go into a restaurant. You know, you've got those physical barriers in between you. People are wearing masks, and pass gas as loudly as you can. And when people look at you horrified, just say, it's okay. My bottom is double masked with underwear and jeans, and you've got a mask on, and there's a physical barrier in between us, so there's no chance that you're going to be offended by the odor coming out of my bottom. Makes no sense. I'm sure you would agree. It's kind of a silly example, but I use it often because it kind of makes people laugh and think about it at least a little bit. So what this study shows, by the way, I'm just going to look at the summary because I want to make this video short enough people will watch it. The results suggest that a 2-meter social distance alone may not ensure control of indoor airborne infections. In other words, social distancing doesn't work if you're inside. So what do they recommend, by the way? They go, well, we better wear masks. But masks don't work. They just make the faulty assumption, like the public health policy people do, that masks work. So they admit that social distancing doesn't work, but then they say, well, then you should wear a mask. But masks don't work. Anyway, let's move on. Number 4. Masks are effective at preventing infection and transmission, and mask mandates for all populations do more good than harm. So let's start. I went over this, I think, I can't remember if it was a video or a post, but basically what they did was they measured and they showed that the mask that...
Now, I'm going to show you a lot of information about masks also, but I like this guy's video, and it was recommended to me, and I started listening to it, and I was like, wow, this is really good. And he's saying basically the same things that I'm going to show you, but the video is really good.
You know, the medical mask and the homemade masks, they only stop like 10% of the outflow. It just comes out the sides. And the really good KN95 mask and the other mask, well, they stop about half. And the rest of it is just flowing out like a leaky condom into the air, which can go 30 meters. So it doesn't matter how close or far away you are. Yes, if you have a mask on and you sneeze, you're not going to get it on somebody, right? But the virus is coming out and is going to be in the air that they breathe 100%. There's no question about it, which is why masks have never been shown to stop infection or transmission. So there you go. There's one showing that they're leaky. And then you'll remember, I've said this many times, but the most respected sort of source of information for clinical effectiveness of interventions.
By the way, let me ask you a question. Let's talk about this from a purely financial standpoint. If there was a mask out there that could absolutely prevent viral transmission or transmission of disease or transmission of any virus or anything else, don't you think the industry would be pushing it like you wouldn't believe? Like the people would be like, this mask prevents viruses from being spread. And they would be selling it and making a fortune on it because the free market is driven by such things. There isn't a mass producer in the world that is going to advertise that their mask prevents the transmission of any of these upper respiratory infections or viruses. There isn't one producer that's going to say that. Why? Because it doesn't. So why are we all walking around in these masks, or were we pretending like they actually do something, living in fake Peter Pan land? Pretending like grandma's cloth mask that she knitted at home is going to do something. Is actually, yeah, it'll keep you from spitting on me. Great. But it ain't going to do anything else.
In the world is the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews. And here they are in 2020 saying that masks have no proven benefit. They have no shown benefit at all in terms of the endpoint of infection or transmission. All the studies on masks, all the follow the science on masks is following junk science, which says we can show you on camera that the outflow is less. But there's none that say that there's no data to say they stop infection or transmission, just like social distancing doesn't. So I'm afraid to tell you that the assumptions that masks reduce infection and transmission are wrong. They're wrong. But you know what? You could argue, yeah, but they can't do any harm. So why don't we just put kids in masks all day? You know, one of the greatest complaints you'll find from medical doctors, God bless them, and nurses who are in the COVID thing doing the hard work and, you know, Maybe they're afraid they're going to die from this thing. Very, very few have, but nonetheless, they may believe they're at risk, and they are at some risk, and I just say, you know, thank you. But the reality is, one of the chief complaints you're going to get is how horrible it is to have to wear a mask all the time. What I can't understand is if they've read the data, which they probably haven't, but if they did, how could you then turn around and say, let's put our little kids in masks all day?
Right. Think about this. You want to talk about abuse. Try sticking a bunch of kids in masks all day long and making them wear it all day long when doctors and nurses absolutely abhor wearing those things all day long. They hate it. It's bad for them. It gives them headaches. It makes them feel sick. They don't breathe well. It messes them up. Think about it.
When you get a headache and your ears are sore and you get lightheaded and you've got more CO2 and oh my gosh. So the question is, like, you know, these arguments at school board meetings, people are trying to fight each other and they're like, you know, I mean, it's just nut job. Why can't we just have an evidence-based discussion about our masks shown to be effective at reducing infection and transmission? No. Can they do any harm? Well, this study just came out, April 2021. Is a mask that covers the mouth and nose free from undesirable side effects in everyday use. Where was this published? International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. Let me just read a little bit of it. Of the mathematically evaluable, groundbreaking 44 papers with significant negative mask effects, 22 were published in 2020 and 22 were published before the COVID pandemic. Of these 44 publications, 31 or 70% were actually experimental, right? They weren't just observational. They were experimental studies. And the remainder were observational. By the way, all the ones showing masks have benefit are observational, right? The only experimental studies on masks show that they don't work to stop infection or transmission. The literature review confirms that relevant, undesired medical, organ, and organ system-related phenomena accompanied by wearing masks occur in the fields of internal medicine, 11 publications. We not only found evidence in the reviewed mask literature of potential long-term effects, but also evidence of an increase in direct short-term effects with increased mask-wearing time in terms of cumulative effects of carbon dioxide retention, drowsiness, headache, feeling of exhaustion, skin irritation, and microbiological contamination, meaning they had germ colonies. There were more germs captured in this sort of like agar dish of a mask because it's moist and it's warm.
So they're literally breeding sickness inside of them. Well, do you see why I believe that this is nothing more than stinking witchcraft? That it's all just a bunch of witchcraft because they're doing the opposite. They're doing the opposite of what they say they're going to do. Now, let's look at some Bible here before we get back to this. Who's ready to look at some Bible? All right, I am. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. This is strong delusion. Now, is it going to be the final delusion that God's talking about here? No, probably not. But it sure is a good precursor for it, isn't it? Isn't it strong delusion? Look at it. You're literally telling people, put this mask on, leave it on, it's going to make you healthy, it's going to keep you from getting other people sick, it's going to help other people, so put this mask on, when it's actually doing the opposite. It's witchcraft. That is what witchcraft is. It's exactly what it is. Strong delusion.
And what's really interesting is one of the things that they pointed out in this systematic review, which I thought was interesting that I'd never thought of before, was masks also stop you from being able to hear. Because when someone's speaking to you with a mask on, so what do people do? They lean in to hear when someone's got a mask on. They actually reduce the distance away. Which apparently didn't work anyway, but I mean, certainly it's something to think about. And not to mention the psychological effects on these kids. It's just unbelievable. So anyway, they say, on the one hand, the advocacy of an extended mask requirement remains predominantly theoretical and can only be sustained with individual case reports, plausibility arguments based on model calculations. Exactly what I've been arguing from the beginning. all of the so-called follow the science on masks is pseudoscience. It's not causal science. It's not properly controlled. It's all observational. It's all anecdotal. It's all modeling. The actual studies that have asked the proper question, can wearing a mask reduce transmission and chance of infection and transmission? The answer is no. No. Within the framework of these findings, we therefore propagate an explicitly medically judicious, legally compliant action in consideration of scientific factual reality against a predominantly assumption-led claim to a general effectiveness of masks. And I'll go to the second paragraph. In our view, further research is particularly desirable in the gynecological, fetal and embryonic, and pediatric fields. They looked at pregnant mothers wearing masks and how that was affecting the oxygen level in the going to the fetus, the umbilical vein. As children are a vulnerable group that would face the longest and thus most profound consequences of a potentially risky mask use. So listen to me. If there was proven benefit that wearing masks is going to protect these kids or protect the teachers or vice versa, I'm all in. There's no evidence. So all this argument, all these people saying follow the science, and anybody wants to have an argument. Now, listen, if your argument against masks is punch somebody who's wearing one, call them a name, and go protest outside of a hospital, I'm not with you. Not even close. But if you want to argue the evidence and just say there's not enough evidence of benefit and there is some evidence of harm, I'm with you 100% because you're right. Now, number five.
Right. So now what you do is take the emotion out of it and deal with just the facts. Take the hysteria out of it and deal with the facts. And that's what this guy's doing. He's taking all this. Look, I'm not mad at anybody. I don't want to beat anybody up. I ain't mad. I'm just going to tell you flat out, they don't work. They don't work and they actually cause more harm than good. But these people already know that. That's why they're doing what they're doing. Not the doctors and nurses, but those high-end CDC people and all those other people. They know exactly what they're doing, right? They know exactly what they're doing. Okay, let's look at some articles here. Let's look at some articles on masks from this article here. Let's look at it and let's really kind of analyze what's going on here. About this. By the way, what do I think masks are used for? Control. I think they use them for control. Why is that? Well, when our governor said that people had to be masked inside, indoors, or they couldn't have, they had to have a certain number of people in their meeting, they could only have a certain number of people in their church. They could, what is that? It's control. It's control. That's exactly what it is. It's a basis of control. They took these masks and they used them as like this. They were like these tokens of self-righteousness. They were tokens of self-righteousness. If you wore a mask, man, you were a pretty good person because you wore a mask. And you really cared about people. You really cared about them so much. At least a dozen scientific studies have shown that masks do nothing to stop the spread of respiratory viruses. One meta-analysis published by the CDC in May of 2020 found no significant reduction in influenza transmission with the use of face masks. See? None. Did not reduce anything. Did not reduce at all. No significant reduction. Maybe some reduction, but no significant. Nothing worth writing about. Another study with over 8,000 subjects found masks did not seem to be effective against laboratory-confirmed viral respiratory infections, nor against clinical respiratory infection. Here's another one. They're like, it didn't really do anything. The trial wasn't able to provide conclusive evidence on face mask efficacy against viral respiratory infections, most likely due to poor adherence to protocol. Maybe they didn't follow the protocol. Maybe you didn't wear your mask right. Maybe if you wore your mask right, maybe that would do it. No significant. Nothing changed. Right? There are literally too many to quote them all, but you can read them. Here's a bunch of different articles. Effectiveness of adding a mask recommendation and other public health measures to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection in Danish mask wearers. Results? Not so good. Not so good. The recommendation where surgical masks to supplement other public health measures did not reduce. Look at that. Did not reduce the SARS-CoV-2 infection rate among wearers by more than 50% in a community with modest infection rates, some degree of social distancing, and uncommon general mask use. The data were compatible with lesser degrees of self-protection. Doesn't do a whole lot. I mean, there's more. Using face masks in the community first update. Effectiveness in reducing transmission of COVID-19. I mean, they have so many articles. There's like 10 of them here. Here's a summary of all of them. Are face masks effective? The evidence. Studies on the effectiveness of face masks. A May 2020 meta-study on pandemic influenza published by the U.S. CDC found that face masks had no effect, neither as a personal protective equipment nor as a source control. Right? A Danish randomized controlled trial with 6,000 participants published in the Annals of Internal Medicine in November 2020 found no statistical significant effect on high-quality medical face masks against SARS-CoV-2 infections in a community setting. Number three, a large random control trial with close to 8,000 participants published in 2020 in the PLOS-1 found that face masks did not seem to be effective against the laboratory-confirmed viral respiratory infections, nor against clinical respiratory. So when all those, what do you call them, mask Karens, when they set up and they were looking, I mean, I'd go to the store and they'd be like, you're not wearing a mask? Oh, look at all these people not wearing a mask. Look at all of them not wearing a mask. I just looked at them and told them, I don't believe they work. I don't believe they work. A February 2021 review of the European CDC found no high-quality evidence in favor of face masks and recommended their use only based on precautionary principles. So not actual science? Nope, not actual science. A July 2020 review by the Oxford Center for Evidence-Based Medicine found that there is no evidence for the effectiveness of face masks against the viral infection or transmission. The November 2020, which is what he talked about, the Cochrane review found that face masks did not reduce influenza-like illness cases, neither in the general population nor in healthcare workers. Didn't help them at all. In August 2021, study published in the Internal Research Journal of Public Health found no association between mask mandates or use and reduced COVID-19 spread in the U.S. July 2021, study published by the American Institute of Physics found that face masks reduce indoor aerosols by at most 12%, not enough to prevent infections. An April 2020 review by the two U.S. professors in respiratory and infectious diseases from the University of Illinois concluded that face masks have no effect in everyday life, neither as self-protection nor protect third parties. The New England Journal of Medicine, May 2020, came to the same conclusion that face masks offered little to no protection in everyday life. In 2015, in the British Medical Journal, found that cloth masks were penetrated by 97% of particles and may increase infection risk by retaining moisture repeated use. So people actually end up getting sicker. They end up getting sicker off wearing them. An August 2020 review by German professor in virology, epidemiology, and hygiene found that there's no evidence for the effectiveness of face masks and that improper daily use of masks by the public may in fact lead to an increase in infections. Why? Because people think that mask is going to keep them from getting sick. So they don't wash their hands properly. They don't take care of themselves properly. And guess what happens? You guessed it. That's what happens. In many states, coronavirus infections strongly increase after mask mandates have been introduced. The following charts show the typical examples. Look at that. When face masks were required, everything went up. Straight up. Up. See that? Things started going up. California. North Dakota versus South Dakota. Look at that. South Dakota. Right? See the difference? I mean, there's no evidence. No evidence. By the way, you can check out those articles. Let's see, where was that? Oh, swprs.org/face masks and the COVID evidence. Check there for that. Okay? You check it out. While some studies have been done claiming to show masks do work for COVID, they are all seriously flawed. One relied on self-reported surveys as data. So these are self-reported surveys. That's not how you do a test. Right? Nice, right? Another was so badly designed, a panel of experts demand it to be withdrawn. Prominent researchers say a widely cited study on wearing masks is badly flawed. So most of the researchers came in and said, wait, looking at your test, this is horrible. Outside researchers are calling for the retraction of a study published earlier this month in the proceedings of the National Academy of Science that claimed to have discovered a strong correlation between public face mask wearing and a subsequent decline in confirmed COVID-19. And by the way, let's see. Let's see if I can find that. I saw in China, maybe that's it. I saw them literally beating these people on the train. They were beating these people. Let's see. I wonder if this is the one. I think this is the one that I saw. And they're beating these people. I don't know if this is the one, but these people didn't have masks on. They're beating these Chinese people because they didn't wear masks. You know, maybe that's the wrong one, but anyway, you get the idea. That's what was going on. They're simply beating these people up on the train for not wearing masks. It was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it, what they were doing to them for not having masks on. right? Just the tyranny that's involved with that. And then you had people that, you know, they don't want to let you in the grocery store if you don't want to wear a mask. They don't want you to do this. They don't want you to do that. They want to bar you from this. They want to bar you from that, right? We've seen all that, haven't we? We've seen it in America, but not the beatings like that, right? But just we've seen that type of spirit. So we understand what that is, right? That's the beast system. That's who it is. The WHO commissioned their own meta-analysis in The Lancet, but that study looked only at N95 masks and only in hospitals. For a full rundown of the bad data in this study, click here. You can see what a messed up WHO mask study, seriously flawed, right? Here's the study. There you go. Right? Aside from the scientific evidence, there's plenty of real-world evidence that masks do nothing to halt the spread of disease, except they want to make people feel better, actually control people, and then use it to be divisive against others. It's 1984. That's what it is. It was just like this government beast control system. But we actually know that, for example, North Dakota and South Dakota had near identical case figures despite one having a mask mandate and the other not. I remember, you know, and I don't believe in women in leadership, but that governor of South Dakota, let me tell you something about her. She at least, you know, she at least didn't make them mask up and didn't put mandates and force them to do things. She let them decide on their own. She didn't lock everything down and shut everything up. Right? She didn't shut their economy down. In Minnesota, you couldn't even go to a restaurant. You couldn't go anywhere. But over in South Dakota, there was no lockdown. You'd go anywhere you wanted. In Kansas, counties without mask mandates actually had fewer COVID cases than counties with mask mandates. And despite masks being very common in Japan, they had their worst flu outbreak in decades in 2019. Look at this. KDHE hid data to justify mask mandate. Data obtained in open records requests for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment shows the KDHE didn't just manipulate data to justify a mask mandate. They also hid data showing that counties with mask mandates had a large increase in cases before tapering off. See that? They hid it. Why? So they could control. Listen to me, friend. There isn't anyone in this world that you are to trust over the Lord. There isn't anybody in this world that you're supposed to follow blindly. But you are to follow the Lord. You've got to stop trusting what just media tells you, what government says about everything, what experts say about everything, and you gotta like dig in and find out. You can't believe everything. The Bible says for us to try the spirits. Look at this. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Is government corrupt at times? Yes. Yes, it is. Let me show you something else. Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It isn't those politicians. It's the spirit that's behind them. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. the spiritual wickedness in high places. These spirits, the devil, listen, please listen to me. You're saying, I don't believe all these politicians could plan this. I don't either. I think they're bumbling fools half the time. But I think the devils that work in them are the ones that do it and lead them to do it. You and I are led by the Spirit of God. They are led by the spirit of Antichrist. They are led by the spirit of the world. First Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Friend, we're not to believe everything people tell. You got to stop believing what these politicians tell you. You got to stop believing what these people do, what these people believe, what these people follow. This is who they want you to be.
We'll be an H.
And then, my father. When I was starving in Hollywood, I asked him if I should come home because, frankly, rock and roll was kicking my butt in Hollywood. My father said, son, I've always had a vision for your career.
For you to be a devil-possessed freak.
Don't you come to Chicago. You stay there. The Lord's got plans for you. Don't.
Yeah, God has plans for you. He wants you to play rock music and be a devil.
Stop believing. I said, okay, Dad, I won't stop. And it's a good thing I had the best old man in the world.
Yeah.
Who never stopped believing in me.
Yeah.
And I have got the greatest God in the world who never stopped.
That's so bad. Why is that so bad? Why is that so bad? Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I just need to laugh. It's all I can think about. That, like, this is how stupid it is.
Stop believing in me.
Amen.
Oh, I gotta find it. Hold on. I gotta find the better one. Oh. This is the better one.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Boy, are you going to love this. This is Wretched Radio. Hold on. Fires are getting...
On Tuesday, that local free thing... Diane has more on the story.
Jared's larynx vibrated tomorrow.
Hold on.
She stood, rocketed around the center...
Not to be confused with Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan Kane is actually the fellow from Journey. I think he plays either... Does he play the piano? Neil Schoen is the guitar player. Jonathan Kane plays...
I think they both are.
Okay, then. You know too much about Journey. I'm a little concerned about your salvation. And at any rate, Jonathan Kane...
You keep bringing it up, and I have to keep looking it up.
From Journey, married Paula White. Now...
The Lord's got plans for you. Don't stop believing. I said, okay, Dad, I won't stop. And it's
yes.
A good thing I had the best old man in the world.
Yes.
Who never stopped believing in me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hold on.
And I've got the greatest God in the world who never stopped believing in me.
Amen.
Okay, let's just stop right there.
Guys, okay. I won't play the rest of it. Oh, I'm sorry. It is just too funny, though. Sometimes it just. But listen, that's the kind of delusion, right? Oh, he said believe, right? He said believe. And these Christians and these politicians that act like Christians, we're supposed to follow what they say and obey the government and obey. And they'll use the line, obey them that have the rule over you. And they'll use all of those things, right? And they'll try to teach you all those things and pervert your judgment, right? And get you just to follow along with them. They want you to believe the line that they're giving you. Don't stop believing. You got to hold on to that feeling, right? Don't stop believing in what they're speaking. But what's the Bible say about that? What's God tell us to do? It says to try what they're saying. Like, did it ever occur to you to think after 3 weeks of this COVID stuff, the Lord just began to work on my heart after I saw that it was like, okay, there ain't no danger here like what they're saying. So, older people can protect themselves, other people protect themselves, but we're getting back to church. In person, we're not doing this. Whatever we have to do, we're not doing that. Right? We're done doing that. So, you got the, meanwhile, I think it's kind of funny because when you look at that, there's Paula White, right? And she's the president's pastor, presiding over. And then you had Kenneth Copeland blowing COVID away. Well, Kenneth Copeland blowing COVID away was as effective as you wearing a mask. Okay, you remember that? See here. Let me get you to remember that, because that's really what you're dealing with, the same delusion. It's the same spirit of delusion. You say, come on, Pastor, no way, it's not. You're just making stuff up. No, I'm really not. Because it actually is the same thing. Right?
We'll exercise judgment right now.
Because we
in
have...
In the name of Jesus!
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
Oh, Ramash.
I mean, who is he? Where is that guy, COVID-19? Where is he? Anybody ever seen him?
I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer, you get out, we break your power, you get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes. Wait, a vaccination to come immediately? Well, that's not COVID-19 going anywhere.
I call you done. I call you gone. You come down from your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the Garden of Eden. You will destroy through COVID-19. No more!
No more. No more.
No more.
It.
No more.
Is finished.
Finished.
That's it.
It is over.
That's it.
And the United States of America is healed and well.
Can you believe? Again. Can you believe that over 2 million people watched that video? Of Kent Hovind, sorry, Kent. Of Kenneth Copeland pronouncing judgment on COVID-19. Right? He just blew it away. It's done. I want to find the one where... I wish I could find the one where he's blowing COVID-19. Maybe it's this one. Is this one?
COVID-19!
There he goes. Calls him by name. Where's that guy at? Where is that guy at?
COVID-19.
There's an echo in here.
Burn! Well, I'm telling you, it gets hot down there. I mean, like Jesse says, it's Africa hot down there, man. And it gets... Are you listening to me? Because it's right there on the coast. It gets muggy. And that's what it takes to kill this thing. It hates heat. It hates humidity. It hates water. It just dies.
Okay, so that's about as effective. That's about as effective that's about as effective as wearing a mask is. Okay? It's about that effective. Him pronouncing COVID-19 gone, dead, coming off his throne, calling him down by name, all that stuff. That is about as effective, okay, as wearing these masks. You're looking at the same type of fairy tale. But we would call out the fairy tale there, but nobody wanted to look at the evidence and say, well, do these masks even work, and why do I have to wear them? Right? Like, literally, why do I have to wear these goofy masks? What's the point? Okay. Masks are bad for your health, right? Wearing a mask for long periods, wearing the same mask more than once, and other aspects of cloth masks can be bad for your health. A long study on the detrimental effects of mask wearing is recently published by the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. That's right here. Is a mask that covers the mouth and nose free from undesirable side effects in everyday use and free potential hazard and free of potential hazards? Nope. Here's all the charts of that. You can go find that information yourself, but what you're going to find is no, there are side effects. There are hazardous side effects that are not good for you, right? They're not good for you. Dr. James Meehan reported in August of 2020 he was seeing increasing in bacterial pneumonia, fungal infections, and facial rashes. Look at that. Medical doctors warn that bacterial pneumonia are on the rise from mask wearing. Look at this. A group is suing Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum of Tulsa Health Department Executive Director Bruce Dart, saying the city's mask mandate is harmful to healthy people. What are they citing? The fear factor has got to step back. The idea that I don't want to give you something that I don't even know that I have is almost at the point of ridiculous. Let's use some common sense. Dr. James Meehan, MD, followed by warning that mask wearing has well-known risks that have been well-studied and they're not being discussed in the risk analysis. I'm seeing patients that have facial rashes, fungal infections, bacterial infections. Reports coming from my colleagues all over the world are suggesting that the bacterial pneumonias are on the rise. Why might that be? Because untrained members of the public are wearing medical masks repeatedly in a non-sterile fashion. They're becoming contaminated. They're pulling them off of their car seats, off the rearview mirror, out of their pocket, from their countertop. And they're reapplying a mask that should be worn fresh and sterile every single time. New research is showing that cloth masks may increase the aerosolization of the SARS-CoV-2 virus into the environment, causing an increased transmission of the disease. In conclusion, in February and March, we were told not to wear masks. What changed? The science didn't change. The politics did. This is about compliance. It's not about science. Our opposition is using a low-level retrospective observational studies that should not be the basis for making a medical decision of this nature. That's what our opposition is to it. That's why. But you didn't hear this in the media, did you? Right? Masks are also known to contain plastic microfibers, which damage the lungs when inhaled and may be potentially carcinogenic. Look at this. So he's talking about littering and stuff like that too, right? Spreading litter all over the place. But microplastics, tiny plastic fragments less than 5 millimeters in diameter or about 0.2 inches, they are barely visible to the human eye. In a 2019 study showed that human microplastic consumption ranges from 39,000 to 52,000 particles per day. These estimates increase to 74,000 and 121,000 when inhalation is considered. This amounts to human ingesting approximately 0.5 grams of plastic each day, or 5 grams of plastic each and every week, 5 grams being the equivalent of a credit card or a U.S. nickel. The evidence on both environmental and health risks due to the microplastics provides grounds for genuine concern and for precaution to be exercised. We have detected these chemicals of plastics in every single organ that we have investigated. There you go. 50% of workers noted that their masks began to fray at the end of their shift, noting fibers that itched their face and nose. The cutting process results in formation of airborne particles or fibers in a respirable range as face masks undergo a continuous friction with breath, breathing, talking, and facial movements. It seems like, if not probable, that microscopic polypropylene microfibers in some amounts are effectively being ingested into both body and lungs, making people sicker. Cloth masks. To mitigate against this latest environmental and health nightmare, people have encouraged people to wear reusable face fabric face coverings. Well, that's not working out so good either. On September 25th, 2020, University of California Davis study found that the fabric of homemade cloths, face coverings, release a large amount of fibers into the air. The study underscored the part of importance of washing them. What is not discussed are the same fibers being inhaled and ingested. The study underscored the importance of washing them, right? Those in the West and those who own or have access to cloth dryers will know that the dryer lint is what dryer lint is. Friction causes the fabric fibers to become loose and dislodged during the washing and drying processes, resulting in sometimes little and more often lots of lint that must be removed. Microplastics wash off from the synthetic clothes contribute up to 35% of the plastic particles polluting our oceans. Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? Not that I'm not a tree hugger, but here's the point. That's going into my lungs when we're breathing. Children wearing masks encourages mouth breathing, which results in facial deformities. Look at that. Mouth breathing, adverse effects on facial growth, health, academics, and behavior. Look at that. Many of the children are misdiagnosed with attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity. It's important for the entire healthcare community, including general and pediatric dentists, to screen and diagnose for mouth breathing in adults and in children as young as 5 years of age. If mouth breathing is treated early, its negative effects on facial and dental development and the medical and social problems associated with it can be reduced or averted. Upper airway obstruction and resultant growth factors, including malocclusions. Malocclusions. How about that? So all true things that nobody wants to talk about, right? When did they ever tell you that? There's this strong delusion, right? That comes with this. Strong delusion. Again, those masks, they work as good as Kenneth Copeland's. Kenneth Copeland's blowing COVID away. Breaking the curse of COVID, right? Ventilation is not a treatment for respiratory viruses. Again, please stop trusting doctors without researching things. Please stop trusting preachers without researching things. Please stop trusting politicians without researching things. Did you know that you don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat? Did you know that you don't have to be sick, fat, and dead until God takes you home? Do you know you don't have to be that way? Do you know you don't have to pump copious amounts of pills in you and just believe what some guy in a white suit tells you, a white robe tells you that you're supposed to do automatically without researching anything? Ventilation is not a treatment for respiratory viruses. They put these people on ventilators and killed like 50% of them that went on there. When they got on the ventilator, it was a death sentence almost. Yep, you're going to die. Sticking you on the ventilator, you're going to die. Might as well get ready to pack it in. Mechanical ventilation is not and never has been recommended treatment for respiratory infection of any kind. In the early days of the pandemic, many doctors came forward questioning the use of ventilators to treat COVID. Writing in The Spectator, Dr. Matt Strauss stated this: ventilators do not cure any disease. They can fill your lungs with air when you find yourself unable to do so yourself. They are associated with lung diseases in the public's consciousness, but this is not, in fact, their most common and most appropriate application. German pulmonologist Dr. Thomas Vaschar, chairman of the Association of Pneumatology Clinics, said this: when we read the studies and reports from China and Italy, we immediately asked ourselves why intubation was so common there. This contradicted our clinical experience with viral pneumonia. There's the article. You can have Google translate it for you. They're wondering, why in the world are you using this? When we read the first studies, despite this, WHO, the CDC, the ECDC, and NHS all recommended COVID patients be ventilated instead of using non-invasive methods. This was not a medical policy designed to best treat the patients, but rather to reduce the hypothetical spread of COVID by preventing patients from exhaling aerosol droplets. They did it to protect their own skin. In some cases, they did it so it wouldn't transfer the sickness to other people. They kill people. That's what they do. I'd be very careful about trusting people like this. Very careful. Very careful. Ventilators kill people. Putting someone on a ventilator who is suffering from influenza, pneumonia, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or any other condition which restricts breathing or affects the lungs will not alleviate any of those symptoms. In fact, it will almost certainly make it worse and will kill many of them. Intubation tubes are a source of potential infection known as ventilator-associated pneumonia, which studies show affects up to 28% of all people put on ventilators. Look. Of course, of 8 to 28% of patients receiving mechanical ventilation, they get pneumonia. They get lung infection. Right? Why is that? And did they not know that? Of course they knew it. That's why when they all bragged, when Trump bragged that he's sending ventilators all around, well, great. I mean, you're trying to kill people or what? And then they acted like they didn't know that that did that. Look at this. And kills 20 to 55% of those infected. 20 to 55%. Look at that. We studied risk factors for nosocomial pneumonia and fatality in 233 intensive care unit patients requiring continuous mechanical ventilation. That's a ventilator. Ventilator-associated pneumonia was diagnosed in 21% of the 233 patients. Of the 8 risk factors invariably associated with the development of pneumonia, only the presence of an intracranial pressure monitor treatment with simeotidine hospitalization during fall-winter seasons. Anyway, they go through there. The overall fatality rate for the 49 patients who developed ventilator-associated pneumonia was 55%. 55%. Mechanical ventilation is also damaging to the physical structure of the lungs, resulting in ventilator-induced lung injury. So, in other words, ventilator-induced lung injury to people that are having problems breathing already. Gotcha. Gotcha. Aha. I see. Makes sense, doesn't it? If you're trying to kill people, it does. Which can dramatically impact the quality of life and even the result in death. And how many people they get on those ventilators, man, they were dead. They were dead. They were dead. Don't play games. This is life. Experts estimate 40 to 50% of ventilated patients die regardless of their disease. Around the world, between 66 and 86 of all COVID patients put on ventilators died. Do you see that? Generally speaking, 40 to 50% of patients 40% to 50% of patients with severe respiratory distress die while on ventilators. But 80% or more coronavirus patients placed on the machines in New York City have died. Similar reports have emerged from China and the UK. One UK report put the figure at 66%. A very small study in Wuhan, the Chinese city where the disease first emerged, said 86% of the people died. You got a better chance of making it without that ventilator. Definitely. According to the undercover nurse, ventilators were being used so improperly in New York, they were destroyed. They destroyed the patient's lungs.
What's the age range? Asian. An Asian. And what's the age range?
20-year-olds all the way up to...
mandated or specified what the pressure is on the vent?
Here's the thing with this. So you don't have actual doctors that know critical care ICU doctors on these floors. There's a dentist and there are residents with these. So
basically you can go watch that video. That's at Journeyman Pictures, Perspectives on the Pandemic, the epicenter. I don't know how legit it is. All I'm saying is that what she says is they purposely put them on these ventilators. And they put some people on ventilators that didn't need to be on ventilators, so to speak, and it killed them. And they were messing with the, you know, the levels of it and all kinds of other stuff. Now, hopefully what I showed you is enough for you to question. I'm not saying you have to believe me or even all the evidence, which it's hard not to believe the evidence that's there. But shouldn't it make you question people? Shouldn't it make you question people? Shouldn't it make you look at the evidence and say, you know what? I'm not so sure about all this. Masks. I'm not so sure about all the evidence. When you tried to talk to people about masks, when you tried to talk to people about them, when you tried to have a discussion, people just lost their mind because they were fed such hysteria. Such hysteria. That there was nothing that we could do to have a discussion with most people. They wouldn't even let us discuss it with them. But when you see the amount of evidence against masks, that number one, they don't do anything, and number two, they're actually damaging to health. Right? Number one, they do nothing to prevent SARS-CoV-2. Nothing. Nothing. They do nothing to prevent infection like that. Besides keeping spit off of you. Ventilators kill more people than they help. Hospitals were not completely overran. They changed the hospital system so much and crippled it and got rid of people and did all these things that now they're set up to where there's a strain sometimes. Why is that? Because they destroyed the system just like they did the supply line with our food. Just like with the barges, just like with the ships on the coast right now, on the ships at the docks right now. Don't believe what everybody tells you. Don't believe, investigate, look at stuff, try the spirits, whether they are God. Try what they're saying and make sure you make independent decisions for your own family and that you don't make decisions based on fear, but on fact. That you take your time and you look at things besides making hasty and rash decisions. Because this world, what they did was they put everything up there to make us all afraid. They did that to make everybody afraid. And then when they got everybody afraid and get them panicked, right? They got them panicked, then they could make you make any decision they wanted. They got pastors to keep their churches closed, threaten them with the law and everything else. There's more of this type of behavior coming. They're going to use more of this. And you and I got to be on our guard and we got to be watchful. We got to be wise and investigate things and also study things about things like this to know the truth and not just believe a doctor or anybody else. It's like your Bible. I want you to study your Bible. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Know the proper bounds that civil government has and what they don't have over you. No, they don't have a right to tell you they're going to stick a needle in you. Just like they don't have the right to put a mark on you. But look into it. Learn and be wise. They're recalling medicine all the time. The FDA right now recalling medicine. Throw out these pills immediately, the Food and Drug Administration says. Right? Throw it out immediately. Right? They want you to get rid of these pills now that, well, who knows what they are? Who knows what damage or what recalls they have on them? Medicine that people have been taking. What I'm telling you is you got to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. You got to know that civil government can be corrupt. This FDA can be corrupt. Anybody can be corrupt. That's why we have to follow the scriptures. We have to follow the Bible. We have to follow the truth of the scriptures. We have to look at that. We have to look at, that's what I did with this COVID thing. After 3 weeks, I was like, no, we're done. We're done. We're going to have services. We're going to preach the gospel. We're going to continue to preach. There was no events we could go to. Everything was locked down. But what we did do was, is we kept having church. Right? We kept preaching. We kept edifying the saints. Our people didn't turn into a bunch of lonely people that got completely depressed and discouraged because they weren't around human contact. Our children didn't get weird by that, which are the like the masks are doing to children today, and all the ways they're designing everything. What's happening to the children today? That's real child abuse. Know your Bible. Know the boundaries of civil government. Know the truth. And trust Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you've never been saved by the grace of God, you need to come to Christ, who is to know life everlasting. The Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible predicted all these things would come upon the earth. All these things would happen. Turn to the scriptures. Be saved by the grace of God. Have your sins forgiven you. If you're saved, walk with Christ. Get into a good local New Testament church and follow the Bible. Follow the book and grow thereby. All right, everybody. I'm going to play one song for you and I'm going to get out of here. Let's see. Let's see, how about,
this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by. And then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by.
I did not have that on there. I can't believe I had the sound off. What a rookie. Anyway, if you want to pray for us, we would appreciate it to support our ministry through prayer. If you want to support our ministry through giving, you can click on give right here, and that will take you to PayPal, and you can PayPal us. It'll directly take you there, okay? And otherwise, you can mail something to us at the bottom of the screen there. Has the information there. Anyway, God bless you all. Sorry about that. I didn't have that on there. I'm still getting used to this new setup, and I'm all messed up today. So anyway, I'm glad we hobbled our way through it. But we got through it, and I hope you learned something. My goodness, I don't see how you could with all the messed up stuff it was. But anyway, God bless you all. We'll see you soon, Lord willing, and talk to you sooner.